Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get you caught up on how it all went down here on Yankees Rewind. The highlights of the ball game. And they are sponsored by New York Oasis. Don't know? Don't judge. Turn the page on stigma. Learn more at oasis.ny.gov. Time of the ball game. We got started at 7:10, 76 degrees. It's felt like fall the last couple of days, but this was a bit of a hotter one and humid conditions in front of what ended up being over 38,000 fans here at the ballpark. And Luis Gil stepped on the mound to make his start. He came into the game 4-1 with a 3.33 ERA, and the storylines around Luis Gil coming into this one, he's got a chance to compete for that third spot in a postseason rotation. Freed and Rodon pretty much solidified as 1 and 2, but then it's open for that third spot between Luis Gil, Cam Schlittler, who has pitched really, really well, and even guys like Will Warren as well. So this is a big start for Luis Gil. He recognized the moment. He got off to a good start, setting down the first batter of the ball game, Chase Medroth, on what was a really nice play by Ryan McMahon. He then walked Kyle Teal before striking out Colson Montgomery looking, and then Miguel Vargas swinging. Bottom of the first, Yankees went up against a hard, big-throwing righty Shane Smith, who was pumping 98-99 with the fastball in the first inning. Aaron Judge was walked one of the many times that would happen tonight. Then Ben Rice lined a single to the right field corner, so it was first and third, an early chance for the Yankees, and Giancarlo Stanton at the plate, but he struck out looking on a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Top of the second, White Sox would get a single from Lennon Sosa, but that would be all. Bottom of the second is when the Yankees started to do their damage. Jazz Chisholm led the inning off with a walk and then stole his 31st bag of the season. And then Ryan McMahon would strike out. Anthony Volpe, beautiful ground ball single the other way to set up first and third, and that brought up Austin Wells, who wasted no time getting the Yankees on the board.
The chance to get on the board here. 1 and 2 here to Wells. Runners at the corners, one out. Smith to the plate, the pitch. Breaking ball hit hard down the right field line. Fair ball down in the corner. Jazz walks home. Volpe at full speed, digging for third. Wells to second, and he's in there with an RBI double. It's 1-0 Yankees here in the second inning.
Yeah, and that was today's electrifying drive of the game. The electrifying drive of the game was brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Yankees had a chance for more, though. After that Wells double, Grisham struck out. Then they intentionally walked Aaron Judge. Again, not the first time, and not the last time, excuse me, that would happen tonight. So his base is loaded for Cody Bellinger off of Shane Smith, and he just got under one flying out to center field to end the threat. Top of the third, it was Luis Gil back to work. He retired the first batter, Dominic Fletcher, on a fly out to center field. And then we got some more sparkling defense from Ryan McMahon.
Ground ball, third base, charging McMahon. Barehand throws on the run. Dug out by Rice. Great play all around. Ryan McMahon just showing off. Good stuff. Two down.
Yeah, McMahon robbed Chase Medroth with a nice slick play to start the ball game, and then a barehanded, beautiful pickup and a great scoop as well by Rice to get Medroth again. Kyle Teal would walk, and then he would get to third after an error on a pickoff attempt from Heel and then a wild pitch, but he would get Colson Montgomery to fly out to end the threat. Bottom of the third, Yankees got a single from Jazz Chisholm, but that would be the only base runner in that inning. Heel then worked a very quick top of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth, Yankees, they got a two-out base runner off a Trent Grisham walk, but then Judge on a 3-0 count went for the big fly, and he nearly got it, flew out deep to center field to end the inning. We go to the top of the fifth, and Luis Heel, again, very economical, working quickly, throwing a ton of first-pitch strikes, got a 1-2-3 inning. He was at 70 pitches after five innings. Bottom of the fifth, Ben Rice, he ripped another single down the line and was looking for extra bases, but a great play by Dominic Fletcher in right field. He threw him out at second before Giancarlo struck out to end the inning. Top of the sixth again, Luis Heel was rolling light along, got the leadoff guy to start the inning, and then Kyle Teal, a single that probably should have been an out. Looked like a routine fly ball, but some miscommunication between Trent Grisham and Aaron Judge. It dropped right in between them, and then, well, if you think that foreshadowing and warnings are a real thing, you only had to wait three more pitches before the White Sox took advantage of that mistake.
Here's a fly ball deep to right. I knew this was going to happen. Fly ball going way, way, way back into the bleachers. I'm telling, that was 30 rows up to the left of where the second deck ends, back up into the bleachers. The ball's thrown back on the field. A home run for Colson Montgomery, his 19th RBIs, 50 and 51. It's a 2-1 lead for the White Sox.
Yeah, it took the air right out of the building. You heard Dave say it. He knew that was going to happen. Colson Montgomery, 428 feet, a bomb to right field. It was 114 miles an hour off the bat, and just like that, you know, the Yankees had a 1-0 lead, what felt very safe with Luis Heel rolling, and then in just the blink of an eye, the White Sox were ahead 2-1. Edgar Caro would get aboard with a single two batters later, but that would be it. Heel would finish after six strong innings, worked 89 pitches, gave up just those two runs, and he ended up striking out three batters on the night. So the Yankees now trying to come from behind. They got a leadoff single in the bottom of the sixth from Jazz Chisholm, but then he would be picked off and caught stealing just a batter and a half later. Ahmed Rosario pinch hit for Ryan McMahon. He struck out, and then after Jazz got picked off, Anthony Volpe struck out. So top of the seventh, it was up to the Yankees bullpen, Fernando Cruz, to keep it where it is, and he did exactly that. Got a nearly 1-2-3 inning. Dominic Fletcher had a single in the top of the seventh, but that was it. Then the Yankees had something cooking in the bottom of the seventh. Trent Grisham walked to get aboard at first base, and then it was Aaron Judge, the captain at the dish, with a full count, but a really good pitch from White Sox reliever to get Aaron Judge to ground out into a double play. That was Jordan Leisure to end the inning and end the threat. So the search would go on for the comeback for the Yankees. Top of the eighth, it went scoreless with Luke Weaver on the mound, Tim Hill and then Luke Weaver. Bottom of the eighth, Yankees had some more chances. This one some real damage after Ben Rice singled on a line drive to right field. Then it was Caballero who pinch ran for Ben Rice. Stanton flied out to the track in deep left field before Jazz Chisholm, who had an incredible game, ripped another ball down the line in right field. It was first and third, and then a wild pitch got Chisholm to second. So second and third for Ahmed Rosario, and this time it was Rosario who would come up empty.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Deuces wild and a 2-1 White Sox lead. Bottom of the eighth inning here at the stadium. Taylor set the 2-2 to Rosario. The pitch. Strike three called. Fastball right down the middle.
Yeah, Rosario caught looking. He got a bunch of curveballs early on in that bat from Grant Taylor, and then it was the fastball that rung him up. So the Yankees only had three outs left to work with. We went to the top of the ninth. Luke Weaver gave up a leadoff double to Brooks Baldwin, and the White Sox could have gotten some insurance runs, which would have been brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. But credit to Weaver. He got the next three guys to retire, and that brought up the bottom of the ninth where the White Sox – initially went to Brandon Eisert out of the bullpen. Anthony Volpe, the first batter to greet him, and he ripped a single into left field to get the tying run aboard. And then it was Austin Wells who, four pitches into this bat, hit a foul ball that would have been a walk-off home run. But then, just two pitches later, he also ripped a single into right field. So the tying run and the winning run aboard for the Yankees, Trent Grisham would come up, and he would ground into a double play. And all of a sudden, just like that, the Yankees were down to their final out with the tying run at third base. Aaron Judge up to the dish. And wouldn't you know it, the White Sox didn't want any part of the Yankees captain. They intentionally walked him. They rather go after Cody Bellinger. And Bellinger had a heck of an at-bat. This was a lengthy one against the lefty Eisert. Six pitches, and it was a full count. And on the next pitch, it wasn't Bellinger who would do the damage, but it was Volpe who would tie the game.
3-2 pitch. Up high, wild pitch. Here comes Volpe, and he scores standing up. 2-2 ball game. Wow. You want to talk about a break. Oh, man. Catcher had no chance on that.
Yeah, Eisert, I mean, if there was no netting behind the dish, that would have ended up in the fourth or fifth row. He absolutely airmailed that pitch. He was looking to strike Bellinger out with some gas to end the game, but it was nowhere close. Volpe, as you heard Dave say it, scored easily, and that prompted...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The White Sox to go to their bullpen. They took Eisert out. They brought in Steven Wilson to face Jose Caballero. And once again, just like Bellinger, who was down to his final strike a couple of times, Caballero got down early in the count. It was 1-2. And then he proceeded to foul off four straight pitches, and with the champagne on ice in the Yankees clubhouse, it was Jose Caballero who would pop the cork.
Well, here we go. Do it again. Pitch number 9. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out in a 2-2 ball game. Bottom 9. There's the pitch from Wilson. Breaking ball, little looper into center field. Coming on. It drops in front. Here comes Judge around third to throw. Not in time. Jose Caballero with the victory for the New York Yankees as they clinch a playoff spot. They're mobbing Cabby up around first base.
Yeah, and what an incredible walk-off win for the Yankees. That dunked just a couple of feet in front of Michael A. Taylor, who came into the game to play center field in the 9th inning. You thought maybe with nothing to lose, he would have made a diving attempt, and instead it dropped right in front of him, and then there was no chance to get Judge at the plate. So the Yankees come from behind, they walk it off, and they win it 3-2. By the way, our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game was the Eisert wild pitch to score Volpe and make it a 2-2 game. The wild pitch which scored Anthony Volpe, our Yankees Wendy's Turning Point of the Game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Turning Point of the Game. You'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Anything you may have missed, we have Yankees Rewind. You can catch the segment on demand, all the highlights on the free Odyssey app anytime. It's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN. Coming up next, full thoughts from the skipper, Aaron Boone, who's probably drenched in champagne. He's got another postseason berth under his belt, and the Yankees are still trying to hunt down the Blue Jays for the AL East. But they are in the playoffs. The Yankees come back to walk it off and beat the White Sox 3-2. And we'll hear from manager Aaron Boone next. This is the Verizon Yankees postgame show on WFAN Yankees Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.